buy a bag of tape or something.
Well, talking about the house, you mentioned the front porch. Have you ever heard people call it anything besides that?
Veranda?
Have you ever heard people call it a gallery?
Yeah.
Very nice.
Sure have. When you call it a gallery.
But it's all the same thing?
It's all the same thing. Would you like a little more color?
I guess I'm way wrong. So, talking about houses, some frame houses, the outside of the boards kind of overlap each other, you know, like that?
A box house. Oh, no. They call that drop siding where it dropped down over. But this house here was originally a box house. You put these boards up like that, and you tack the 1x4-inch board over that. This house was originally just a box house. Then on the inside it was sheetrock, and we bought what we wanted. And then we moved down here where we tore, they tore off that little 4-inch board and put this stuff on the outside. So they had to tear that off and make it level.
Have you ever heard that called weatherboarding?
I think that's good. I've heard something be weatherboarded, but I thought that was a drop side. It went up this way and dropped down over. I think that's what that's called, because I'm not sure.
Well, have you ever heard people in this area call it something like platform?
No, sir.
What about the top of the house, you know, the part that covers the whole thing? You call that?
The roof.
Talking about the roof, right on the sides of the roof, you have these things that carry off rainwater.
Yeah.
What do you call those things?
Gutters.
Now, are those built-in kind or suspended or what?
You put a piece of tin in those gutters where those roofs go together, you know, different like that. There's a thing you buy, it's called a gutter, and it's a piece of tin that's bent and fits in there, and your shingles come over the tin.
Have you ever heard anybody call that place that we're talking about where the different slopes of the roof meet, call that the valley? Mm-hmm. Or anything like that?
Mm-hmm. I like to call it the valley.
You mentioned being on a farm, so can you tell me about some of the different buildings that people around here had on their farm?
Well, they used to have corn cribs. And they had cow sheds, and they had a smokehouse, chicken house, and my daddy always had a woodshed when we lived in the country, but we never didn't have a woodshed. We just had what we call a wood pile. But he had a shed where he put his wood, and my daddy had a. He had a blacksmith shop where he fixed the plows for all the neighboring farmers, you know. He had a bellus and an anvil and all that. Of course, Otis did have that too one time when we was farming. He had him a little blacksmith shop.
Tell me about corn crib. People around here had any kind of building where they just kept any kind of grain in general?
Well, they had a loft where they put their hay.